Can you contrast what was seen with the Mosaic study to what was seen in the C07 NSABP study of the so-called FLOX regimen?
Basically, the results they have seen is the same. They have an advantage in disease-free survival. But clearly, they have more safety problems. The safety problems, it's not the percentage of patients who have the grade 3-4. It's the painful toxicities. Having a grade 3 or 4 diarrhea is a real problem that occurs not very frequently with the FOLFOX regimen. So the patient can face the safety problem. And SABP acknowledge this fact because in the next trial, they have incorporated modified FOLFOX 6 instead of the FLOX regimen that they have used. If I want to be pushed, I can say also that maybe the difference will not be exactly the same. We had in 3-year disease-free survival very similar data, but the populations are not the same. In Mosaic, we have more patients with stage 2, and we have patients with low-risk stage 2. We have less patients also among the stage 3 who have more than 4 lymph nodes. So the benefit of oxaliplatin is larger if the prognosis is worse. Globally, the results are the same, but in a better population means that there might be still something that will never be demonstrated, like 1-2% difference between FOLFOX and FLOX. So I will not incorporate FLOX.